The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. I just missed my higher baby.
Come on, girl.
Welcome to One Life Radio. I absolutely love that song, though. The lyrics are amazing. If you ever want to check them out, this is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and Jackie Schlegel. We're going to have a great show today. I can feel it. We've got Dr. Forrest Talley coming up, too. I just read this most interesting article that he wrote for Psychology Today, Less Tantrums and Happier Children. I'll tell you what, it is tough to raise kids, especially teenage girls, you guys. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I won't have to deal with that so far.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a little boy, Jackson. Yeah. Jackson, little Jackson. He's how old now?
He's almost three and a half months.
Almost 3.5 months. And you're having trouble getting his birth certificate because the state of Texas is backed up. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How many hours did you spend at that government office this morning trying to get it?
Well, that's the second time I've been there.
Oh, wow.
And they, like, you have to fill out forms for them to even search in their system because they're not allowed to free search. And then every time they do, they tell me it's not in there.
Well, the last time I had a baby, you got it in the mail, like a couple weeks after you have the baby. So what happened?
What's up?
I got the Social Security in the mail. Like, they tell you two or so weeks after you have the baby to go take your Social Security card up to the courthouse and you can get a birth certificate. And we didn't do that because it was right around Christmas and things just happened. But yeah, no, me and Ryan aren't married, so we had to have an acknowledgement of paternity, which is what's taking forever.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All the legal stuff. Legal.
If I would have just put my name on his birth certificate, it would be there. But since I put Ryan's name, that's where we are.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
It's all good. It'll all
work out the way it's supposed to, right?
Yeah,
if you're on the journey.
Yeah.
Well, and we're going to be talking to Jackie Schlegel today. She's in studio. For those of you that maybe don't remember, she is the executive director for Texans for Vaccine Choice. And we're going to be hearing about her trip to Washington. And we actually are going to post a very interesting chart that she brought with her.
Yeah.
The difference between...
That's eye-opening.
Okay, so let me grab it because I don't have... I moved it.
It's scary. Is what it is.
Jaw-dropping, really.
Really? Okay, where is
it? Well, it just paints the picture. It's like people think that everyone should vaccinate because that's just what we've always done, but it's totally different than what it was.
Yeah.
When you visually hold it up, it really shows where we are today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you have to ask the question, with all the disease that we have, like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? And, you know, I've played this before. I want to actually talk about some other stuff before we get into this, but we can get into it and I can go back because, you know, we're, well, three of us here are mothers. Avi's not a mother yet, or Diamond, but I'm sure it's coming along here. Sometime. You have to have children when it's the right time for you. And so, and you guys are both, I mean, you're pretty young. Avi, you're young. You got to enjoy your...
I'm loving on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, do
so
that.
That's what I did
for years. You know, I didn't have children for years, but there's a little magazine that I have here called Teen Breath. Okay. So I bought this to encourage my daughter to, you know, just open her mind to all different kinds of things. And so, you know, I get all the free magazines in the mail, I guess, because I'm a radio host. All of them come to me. So I've got the latest issue of Cosmopolitan.
Yes.
And it says, okay, so Cosmopolitan, there's four hot girls, you know, one of them's doing the duck lips. You know, they're all, I won't say scantily dressed, but, you know, there's a lot of skin showing. They're very boobalicious, some of them. Anyway, the point being, it says The Hills, LA's original cool girls are back. They're in a convertible. And it says a wild night at Weed Church. The Sexcellence Awards, 100 plus toys tested. And so then I'm going to go to Teen Breath. And this is why I bought Teen Breath for my daughter. It says, be inspired, be brave, be kind, be yourself. Perfectionist tendencies, create your very own rule book for success, daydream believer, coping with loss, become a nature guardian, and 100 friends and counting, and home dates. Very different content in each one of these. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say?
I love that.
Yeah. And on the cover is a girl in her room, and it's art. It's not an actual picture. It's a drawn picture by an artist with
reading a book
and reading in her bedroom with her legs up and just in that sweet position.
That's probably a rare sight that a real teen would be in.
Yeah,
like sitting exactly. In their room,
insert an iPhone and
no phone. There's no cell phone. Yeah. You see that?
I was going to say insert an iPhone and then you've got a teen.
We actually should put a picture of this too on our social media because of the difference. And it's difficult to raise children for a lot of different reasons. And vaccines is a big issue right now. And so I'm going to go back to this. This is a tape from 50 years ago. And I played it a couple weeks ago. It's December 26, 1969. Okay, coming up this December, that'll be 50 years ago. You have to ask yourself, when you listen to this, with all the fear that we have been hearing about the measles, what has changed in 50 years? A lot has changed, but listen to this tape, because I find it so remarkable that this tape actually aired on national television in 1969.
Hi.
Peter. What are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
It's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me, 101.1.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have to get sick, sure can't beat the measles.
That's right.
No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots. Yuck!
Measles, measles, measles. Well, all the kids have now had the measles.
So have I.
Well, I had them years ago. Looks like the Bradys are finished with the measles.
Hold it.
You're not through yet.
Alice, don't tell me you're coming down with the measles.
Oh, I hope so. I'd hate to think I was just learning how to blush at my age.
Wow. Wow, right?
Wow.
Everyone out there listening, I know they're like, wow, and how did we get where we are today? And you look at this chart, which we're going to put on our social media. I'd like to put it out there. So you can go to it at Instagram, One Life Radio 1, or on Facebook. Is it One Life Radio 1, 2?
Just One Life Radio.
Not 1, 2, but 1 as well.
1, 2, 3. No, yeah, I think it's just One Life Radio.
One Life Radio, yeah. But yeah, and check it out. Check out the schedule, the history of vaccine schedules for U.S. children. I'll just ask... Any comments you want to make about that, Jackie, before we go to break?
A few minutes ago, we were talking about this issue and how heated it has become. And even for me, somebody who does this every single day, I'm just sitting here shocked of how did we come this far to where if you dare even question anything about vaccines or remotely even say you stand for choice,
you're an idiot.
You are hated.
Hated and you're an idiot. I lost a friend last week over it. One of my dearest, longest friends who I absolutely adore. She's really pissed at me. Because I'm not saying you're wrong and I'm not saying I'm right. I just am seeking the truth. And it's a process.
Make that decision for yourself.
For myself. Like, but of course, she doesn't have children yet. When you're holding your baby in your arms and you're a mother, let me tell you something. You question everything. You do. And as you should.
Yes.
As you should. Even the food that you feed them. I'm looking. I've got a book here from... this is a book that I ordered off of Amazon last week. It's called Male, like M-A-L-E, Male Practice, How Doctors Manipulate Women. And this was written by Robert S. Mendelson, M.D. He's an M.D. himself, highly esteemed. He's passed away a few years ago. And he also wrote the book, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor. He was once a hero on national media. He had his own show. He had his own radio show. He was on television. People held him in high esteem. That was the first book I read when my first baby was born. And I just think that we all need to lessen our fear, open our minds, and read. We all need to read. We need to examine the history of what's been going on in this country. I do feel at the very heart of this, there is a lot of corruption and a lot of greed. And that should piss everybody off. It really should, because
we should
we're talking about children's lives being in the balance. And no one wants to have a child that isn't healthy and happy and thriving and living their best life. So we're going to go to break because I'm going to jump down off this box I just jumped on because I don't want to be a meanie. I just, you know, I'm very passionate about the truth, always the truth on everything that we talk about here at One Life Radio. So stay tuned, everyone. That's what you're listening to. We'll be right back.
I guess they got a lot to do before they can rest assured their lives justified.
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at TrueFoodKitchen.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out H-Hemp H, like healthy, happy, honest. H-Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in three great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system, available at hhemp.com.
You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, The Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com. Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, Jackie Schlegel, and Dr. Forrest Talley. Dr. Talley has been working as a clinical psychologist since 1988 after completing a NIMH postdoctoral fellowship, and that is the National Institute of Mental Health, just by the way. So after completing his doctoral fellowship, he started a private practice in Nashville, Tennessee. Later, he worked at the University of California, Davis Medical Center for nearly 20 years. More specifically, he worked within the Department of Pediatrics at the Child and Adolescence of Abuse and Response and Evaluation Center, where the focus was on helping children who had been abused or neglected. In 2008, he took a year off to deploy to Iraq and worked as a clinical psychologist at Joint Base Ballard. And in 2017, he left the medical center in order to start a private practice. You can find him at ForrestTalley.com. That's FORRESTTALLEY.com. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today, Dr. Talley?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. And I read your article that you wrote for Psychology Today that was fascinating, actually. Less tantrums and happier children. So I want our listeners to understand this. It's super cool what you wrote and the comparisons that you made. So in this blog, you talked about variable reinforcement. Can you tell us what this is? Can you tell us about this?
Sure. It's just where reinforcement, whatever that might be, doesn't occur on a regular schedule. And so it's unpredictable when it will occur. And the example I gave in that blog, which is a pretty typical example, is people who play slot machines.
Mm-hmm.
Slot machines don't pay off every time you put your quarter or dollar in, and you really don't know when they'll pay off. So it's variable. But occasionally they do pay off, and it's really rewarding. And what that means is people sit at the slot machine and think, well, this next time, it's going to pay off. I'm going to win big.
Right.
And so they'll keep at it a lot longer than was it, say, just a fixed reinforcement schedule where they knew that every other time or every third time, they're going to get a reinforcement. Well, if you don't get that, you're going to stop, right?
Yeah, and so I found it fascinating. You were talking in the blog about, in the middle of the last century, a psychologist by the name of Burris Frederick Skinner was the one that completed this study, and he studied the behavior of pigeons. You wrote that he reasoned it was much easier to study these animals than it was to study people, and that that they basically behave the same. So we behave a lot like pigeons. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's not too flattering. But in some ways we do. He was a behaviorist. Behaviorists kind of think of people as being extraordinarily simple in many ways.
Uh-huh.
And so they figure pigeons, rats, mice, what's the difference? Let's study them.
No, it is really interesting. So his hypothesis and what he discovered was that we do react differently to continuous reinforcement schedule and then variable ratio reinforcement schedule. So let's talk about the difference between the two.
Okay, so it's similar to what we were talking about just a second
ago. Right, with the casinos.
So a continuous reinforcement schedule, which this is the example I used in that article, would be a soda dispensing machine. So you put your dollar in, you get a soda out every single time.
That's predictable.
At least what it's supposed to. Yeah, very predictable. And what you'll find is that if you put a dollar in and you don't get the soda out, nobody says, well, I'm going to go again and maybe I'll win three or four sodas.
Right. You just start shaking the machine instead, right?
Right. You shake it, you kick it, you make a scene. But you're not expecting that you're going to get a big payoff if it's not dispensing the soda. That's continuous.
Right.
So for parenting, it would be the parent where the child pretty much knows that every time they do something, the parent's going to respond in the pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, if I study, then mom and dad are going to be pleased. They're going to say, good job. Maybe they're going to let me stay up and have a little bit of freedom before I go to bed every single time that happens.
Yeah.
But variable for parenting would be where, oh, if I tell my mom and dad that I really don't want to study, that it's too hard tonight, et cetera, that sometimes they let me off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't.
Right.
Well, those parents who sometimes let the child off are acting like a slot machine.
Mm. That's pretty scary.
Well, yeah, and so the child's going to keep playing them.
Well, and it's easy to do, though, you know, Dr. Talley, as a parent, you know, one of my pet peeves is keep your room tidy, make your bed, that sort of thing. And I'm like a drill sergeant. I'll go through the room, you know.
Good for you.
But it can be exhausting. It can be exhausting. But you do have to stay after it because you don't want that to happen where first of all, you want your child to be disciplined because discipline and consistency are very important for a successful life. But it can be so easy too, you know, if let's just say something, you know, something happens in the family that's difficult, know, like a loss or something like that. It's difficult to stay consistent, isn't it? You know,
it absolutely is. And you have to, that's the problem, isn't it? Is that you have to be flexible. And part of what you're trying to teach your children is flexibility because that's an important skill to acquire.
Right.
And so there are no strict rules for, well, should I be flexible now? Should I just be more like the drill sergeant? Each parent has to figure it out for their child. But by and large, the more consistent you can be, the better off you are.
Oh, yeah.
But as you said, there's going to be exceptions. If there's a loss in the family, then you're going to have to say, I have to prioritize. And right now, my priority is taking care of things associated
right.
with that.
You know, and like, oh, I mean, this hasn't happened to me, but let's say your kid breaks its leg or something, you know, and they can't pick up the room like the way you might like it to be done, you know, very well. And so sometimes you'll let a few things slide. But and teenagers are so difficult. Do you have any teenagers? Have you raised teenagers before, Dr. Talley?
I have four children.
Oh, wow.
Three adults. One is still a teen.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I've been through the teen wars.
Yeah. Okay, and, so how important for teenagers, how important are schedules?
Yeah, tremendously important. But what I would say is that in the teen years, you're really in the final stages of getting ready for launch, right?
Yeah.
And so you're trying to, what you've been doing since the child was really a toddler, you've been transferring the power of making choices to your child so that by the time they get to be 18 or so, that they're capable of leaving the house and making some pretty good choices on their own. So in the teen year, you still want schedules, but you want your child to be very much involved in making those schedules and living with the results of the schedules.
Yeah.
When they're even younger, you're pretty much making up the schedule and saying, hey, you got to follow this. If you do, life's really great. If you don't, not
you know,
so much.
My teen said to me the other day, she recently started working, and so she's making her own money, and she's saving it and trying to spend it wisely and stuff, but she made a comment. It was so funny, and I thought of you because I knew we were going to be talking about this, but she said, handling money is kind of scary. I said, tell me about it. So there's so much to teach them, though, you know, about everything in life. It's very difficult to feel secure in that launch, right?
Yeah, but yes, that's true. But, you know, if your teen is working and you're letting her handle money and she's able to come back to you and say, wow, this is kind of scary.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're on the right path there.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool that she's able to reflect and honestly to say, well, this is a little different than what I thought.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I felt like, you know, we must be doing something right. I must be doing something right for her to have that opinion at such an early age. But, okay, so, you know, when children do, you know, fall short of their responsibilities or behave improperly, what's the best way to handle it? Is it better to, you know, to use positive reinforcement to get them to behave well?
When you can, positive reinforcement's going to be better than punishment. But that's not always possible.
Okay.
But when you can, sure, it is. But I think the thing that parents need to realize is that when they punish, if they do it when they're not in the heat of the moment, that's a mistake that a lot of parents do.
Yeah, I've done that.
Sure, we all have. And then we feel guilty, and it makes us think, gee, I just shouldn't punish at all. And then you go back and you get really angry because your kid does something, and then that cycle repeats. And so the best thing a parent can do is take a time out before they punish.
Yeah.
And they just say, you know what, this is unacceptable, and there's going to be a punishment coming down the road. And your child will say, what is it? And it's fine for a parent to say, you know, I'm not even going to talk about it right now. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
In some ways, that's even more effective. It's certainly more effective than impetuously just saying, well, you're grounded for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it raises your child's anxiety. And that can be a really effective way for them to think, wow, I could be in huge trouble.
Well, yeah.
And they're going to think twice before they do it again.
Absolutely. And grounding is, in my opinion, harder on the parent than it is on the child to enforce that. You know, it's very difficult. So I have to ask you, so is grounding still a good thing to do, or like take away their phone, which is, oh my gosh, that's a really big deal. I've done that before too, but I it's very difficult. It's just very difficult to raise children in today's world. And I sound really old saying that. Yeah. I'm sure my parents said the same thing about me, but it really is. What do you do?
Well, it is, and there's a lot more challenges just objectively than in the past, and a lot more forces, I think, working at odds with most parents' goals. You know, what I think is really helpful is to make the consequences of a child's behavior natural. So For instance, if your child does something where they have said, well, I want to go to my friend's house and I will be back by 5 o'clock, and they're not back by five, they don't come back till seven. I don't think you need to ground him. You don't even need to say anything other than you were to be back here by five. Oh yeah, well, such and such. Because sure enough, that weekend, they're going to be saying, hey, mom, dad, I want to go to the movies with so-and-so. Can I have 10 bucks and can I go? And you're going to look at them with grief in your heart and say, I am so sorry. No, you can't go. Why not? Because you know, I can't trust that you're going to follow my rules. Remember when you were supposed to be back at five? And that way you align yourself with your child. You can say, yeah, this is sad. This is a bummer. But the natural consequence is you've not shown me that I can trust you to follow what we agree upon.
Yeah, it's difficult. Any more tips before we go to break? You got one more?
Go to my website and look at the blog.
There you go. That's right. Absolutely. You can find Dr. Talley at ForrestTalley.com. Always a pleasure. Love having you on the air. I love your energy and your laughter. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. That's Dr. Talley. As I said, check him out at ForrestTalley.com. That's T-A-L-L-E-Y. We'll be right back with Jackie Schlegel.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. H-Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, H-Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. Relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system from hhemp.com.
Bern here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior Probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and Jackie Schlegel. Jackie Schlegel is the executive director for Texans for Vaccine Choice. When legislators are led astray and propose poorly written bills that will take away vaccine choice and parental rights, Jackie Schlegel stepped up to the plate and said, not on my watch. In 4 years, Jackie took a group of just a bunch of moms and turned it into the epitome of grassroots activism. That fledging group is of 20 people now. a political action committee of over 20,000 followers, as well as several thousands of members who proudly call themselves Texans for vaccine choice. Her unshakable dedication inspires all members to have a laser focus on one goal and one goal only: to maintain vaccine choice in the great state of Texas. And welcome back to One Life Radio.
That excited me. That was a great intro.
Well, thank you.
You know, but at the end of the day, really what this is about is what has been taking place right here in this room, which is the open, honest discussions. We've just been talking nonstop about this issue since I stepped foot in the studio.
Yeah.
And I like to say this is one conversation at a time. And I think today is proof of that.
Yeah. No. And I vaccinated my children. Mm-hmm. I did not give the schedule that they have now, which is 73 total doses between the age of one and what? Four, five? One and five, right? With age of 1 to 5.
That schedule you have right there is
birth
through 18.
Oh, birth
I think
through
is
18.
What you're looking at.
Oh, okay. Birth to 18. But it's
but the majority, yes, is given before kindergarten.
Right. With so it's total 73, and the majority are done. And then mm-hmm. And you know what? The HPV, here it is. Starting at 10 years old, when a child isn't even sexually active or shouldn't be.
And we have seen pushes here in Texas to mandate that vaccine.
Wow.
Yes. It is shocking. And we were talking about this before we went on air, because a lot of times we hear, you know, grandparents say, well, I was vaccinated. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you want to give your kids all the shots? And you pull out this schedule and they look at it and they're like, that can't be. There's mm-hmm. no way we're giving all of these vaccines. And yes, this is what we are doing to these children.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's funny is, it's not funny at all, actually. It's kind of sad, but someone that works here at iHeartMedia that I was speaking with about a month ago, said that she got coerced into giving her child. I'm not even going to identify anything about this person or the sex of their child or anything, but got coerced by the doctor by saying, you know, if you don't get the HPV vaccine, do you want to give, you know, your child cancer, you know, and kind of pushed her, manipulated her into doing it, making her feel like she was a bad parent. Anyway, having said that, as it turns out, this person, okay, ended up getting HPV anyway, because a lot of people do. It's an abnormal cell that happens on the cervix, and it actually can correct itself. But this person, it didn't prevent it. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
And what I really want to chime in here with is the mission that we have at Texans for Vaccine Choice is promoting and advancing informed consent, medical privacy, and vaccine choice. You flip on the news, you turn on the radio, and what you're going to see is the wild anti-vaxxers that hate their children, hate society. They just don't care about you and your health. Couldn't be farther from the truth. We believe in the doctor-patient relationship. We believe that you as an individual should be empowered in your healthcare decisions. And we talk about this as a society all the time, but yet when we talk about vaccines, that all gets lost in the conversation. As a patient, when I step foot into my doctor's office, which I do on a regular basis because I have a great medical team and a great working relationship, they lay out the risk and benefits regardless of how small or big they are. They lay those out and they ultimately give me a choice. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't we want our doctors to be practicing that every single day? Everybody should be on board with that concept. Mm-hmm.
I absolutely agree. This is a huge subject. It really is. I know you recently went to D.C., but before we get to that, I want people to know your story. What started all this? Tell us your story.
You know, as we were talking about earlier, I'm just a mom. I'm really just a mom. I started my journey almost 18 years ago. Well, no, actually 18 years ago. My daughter just turned 18. And this is a tough story for me
you
to share.
You have three children.
I have three children.
She's your oldest.
She's my oldest. and I researched all things giving birth to this beautiful, happy, healthy child. And I never really thought about the vaccine issue because I was vaccinated. We all were. It's just what we did. And my daughter suffered a severe reaction to what we believe, what her doctors believe is the pertussis vaccine that led to a brain injury amongst many other health issues. But when you're giving this cocktail, this combination of vaccines, it can be hard to pinpoint which one it was. We believe it was the pertussis, but maybe had she only had that vaccine, not in combination with all the others she got that day, maybe we wouldn't have had the reaction. We did. And it has significantly impacted her life. She just turned 18 years of age. It's been a really difficult year for us all summer long. My phone was ringing off the hook with parents in crisis with their vaccine injured children reaching adulthood. And I kept just thinking to myself, thank God it's not my child in crisis. Thank God I still have her in my home.
Well, they're difficult to control. And I have a friend who's probably listening right now. His grandson had to be put, had to be institutionalized because of he's hard to handle. He's a grown boy now.
Their
he's like
200
some pounds.
On fire.
Right. You know, he's broken his glasses multiple times. He's been out of control. He got arrested at a restaurant for being out of control. And it's very difficult for these parents. And then I have another friend, same thing. So I know three people right now, including you, that have adult children in that same age range between 18 and like 24, I think, that have had to institutionalize their children because they're out of control.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, is like, how did it start? And then what is she facing now? Like, what exactly happened?
Well, the seizures. I mean, her head swelled up immediately and she started having seizures. And again, if they keep telling these families.
They say that those seizures are fine. They're like,
it was within 15 minutes of leaving the doctor's office.
Well, and Lexi's in nursing school. You know, she's studying to be a nurse. And so she's having to deal with all this and having a new baby. So your daughter, what is her name?
Ashlyn. Yes.
And so Ashlyn, shortly after, how shortly after having the DPT?
15 minutes.
Why did she have to get it?
This was just on the recommended schedule. I mean, we did what our doctors told us to do. We just never thought about it, never questioned.
This was when she was younger.
This was when she was younger. And then we kind of jumped ahead to the last few months and the last few years, because we clearly at this time in our life, we knew this was taking place, but we didn't know the long-term effects of it. Mm-hmm. And over the summer, we're not sure exactly what happened with her, but we had a significant regression and it left us in a really, really vulnerable state. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, all summer long, my phone had been ringing off the hook with these families in crisis. And I was just so thankful that my child hadn't reached that point. And then it happened to us and my child hit crisis. And I had to make that very horrifying decision.
Oh, it's
which
a horrible decision.
Actually is the first time I'm publicly admitting that I've had to split my kids up for everybody's health, safety, and well-being. I'm also a single mama, and I think that's something I want to shed light on, because we are not, I don't think most individuals really realize the effects on the entire family, the effects on the siblings, the stress of these parents, the cost to the state, the cost to the families. We are not prepared for this epidemic. And then you turn on the news and you turn on the radio and they say it's these mothers who hate their children. How dare they? And yet they don't know how much love we have for our children and how we've been screaming we've created an epidemic. Who's going to care for these kids? I'm not going to live forever.
Yeah.
And we are placing an enormous burden on our future generations if we don't stop this epidemic.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot more to talk about. Gosh, it hits close to home for me. You know, my brother was put in an institution when I was a little girl, and that's the first time. It's the first time I ever saw my dad cry.
Yeah.
So I get it. But stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back. Change.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights and plan on joining us in Austin at our state capitol on March 28th as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to texansforvaccinechoice.com. Again, that is texansforvaccinechoice.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and Jackie Schlegel. If you're just now joining us, Jackie Schlegel is the executive director for Texans for Vaccine Choice, and she's amazing. Her unshakable dedication inspires all of her members of Texans for Vaccine Choice to have a laser focus on one goal and one goal only: to maintain vaccine choice in the great state of Texas. You can find her at texansforvaccinechoice.com. Okay, so, you know, you recently went to Washington, D.C. Tell us about that, and how did it go? What did you see when you were there?
You know,
and why were you there?
Well, that's a very good question. So recently, this has become, the vaccine subject has become of national discussion topic. I mean, this is something that we're all talking about. But recently, there was a committee hearing in D.C. as far as vaccine hesitancy and what they are saying is misinformation online. And they are Congressmen are actually proposing that social media platforms remove any type of vaccine safety discussion, which really ought to be horrifying to us all, right?
Right.
The fact that we can't even discuss this,
right,
without Big Brother telling us, no, you can't go down that. So my goal was to get there, to kind of get the lay of the land, figure out what's taking place in D.C., attend this hearing. And I'm not sure if you followed any of this, but the subject of this hearing, who was the main person, the main presenter who was there testifying, was this young man who had just turned 18 and got caught up on his vaccines. Did you hear about this story?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Which was very fascinating to me as a parent and just as an individual, because this really wasn't news. Right. Like, I remember when my brother turned 18, he went and got a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you turned 18. You're an adult now. This is your choice to do this.
Right.
But they really put this kid into the spotlight. And I really feel for his family. I feel for him as an individual, because I'm not sure, you know, if he realizes, you know, what this really means for him and his family. But in my opinion, this was not news. It was not newsworthy. But nonetheless, they put this young man in the spotlight. They gave him a platform to testify on his experience. And then basically petitioned to this committee that they censor this conversation on social media and counter us in what they call our misinformation. Mm-hmm. So I was going to attend this committee hearing and then, of course, talk to the congressman here from Texas about this issue. What happened when I got there was one of the most disheartening, disgusting, horrifying events I've ever seen play out. You had hundreds of parents who traveled all across the nation to be there for this hearing. They were lined up outside in the dark in 30-degree weather waiting to get in. And when they were shuffled into the building, they were met with armed officers, guards. It was a very tense environment. It was almost like they were trying to provoke an emotional response from these families. And then they only let 15 parents into the committee room.
Wow.
And they would not allow any testimony from any pro-vaccine choice advocate or safety advocate. Bobby Kennedy requested to be there and they did not allow him to speak.
Wow.
It was, as a parent, it was heartbreaking walking up and down the hall, seeing all of these families who had just went through extraordinary lengths to be there to honor their children that they wanted to give a voice to. It seemed very staged. It seemed very orchestrated. And I just really struggled really with it, because again, we should be having this conversation. If you want to know why there's vaccine hesitancy, if that was the point of the committee hearing, then why wasn't that discussed?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. I fell asleep last night reading a medical doctor's book, Dr. Thomas Cowan. I'll just, this might be a good time to read this. Then I'd like to play that tape again, Diamond, if you have it. But this is a book. It's called Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Changing Nature of Childhood Illness by Thomas Cowan, MD. And it says, our job as parents, doctors, and caretakers for children is mostly to observe and only when needed help guide a process to its healthy conclusion. But mostly we don't. We intervene. We manage. We attempt to control. Do something, anything, temporarily assuages our fears and creates massive industries in the process. The result, however, is much like what Ivan Illich predicted, a medicalized society that must devote huge resources to dealing with sick people. As the amount of medicine in our world increases, so too does the amount of sickness. Beyond a certain basic level of care, use of more medicine not only undermines an individual's freedom and autonomy, but also degrades a society's health. And I feel that what I just read is exactly what has happened to America.
Absolutely.
And so, you know what, Diamond? This is from 50 years ago, everybody out there listening. And what's happened in the last 50 years? You have to ask yourself that when you hear this from December 26, 1969. This was an episode of The Brady Bunch. Listen.
Hi. Peter. What are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
It's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me 101.1.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books, and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have to get sick, you sure can't beat the measles.
That's right.
No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots. Yuck!
Measles, measles, measles. Well, all the kids have now had the measles.
So have I.
Well, I had them years ago. Looks like the Bradys are finished with the measles.
Hold it.
You're not through yet.
Alice, don't tell me you're coming down with the measles.
Oh, I hope so. I'd hate to think I was just learning how to blush at my age.
Wow. That was 1969.
What has changed? Why have we allowed measles now? If I dare, if we joked about that today, we would be crucified for being compassionate.
I just asked my friend to open her mind a little bit and told her about this, you know, that episode. And this was by text. And she became so enraged with me. Just enraged with me, talking down to me like I was an idiot, a small-minded, stupid idiot, you know?
We have become the punchline of late-night television. And as a parent who fully trusted and vaccinated my children and did what I was supposed to do to protect society and to protect my daughter, the fact that even suggests that you have a choice has labeled me somebody who hates my children. Yeah. That is what the headlines now say. We are a hate group that hates our children. It's absurd. And we all ought to be asking why.
Yeah.
Why have we allowed this to become the hot topic it has?
Well, and the choice that I made was I did give a few of my children a few vaccinations on my schedule, not theirs, when I felt after the investigation and the reading that I did, what I felt was safe as a mother. I wish we had more time, but my goodness, thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
I really appreciate
it. Can we plug the Freedom Fight coming up next week in Austin? Freedom Fight 2019 rally on the South Capitol stairs. We need you there. FreedomFight2019.com.
All right, Jackie Schlegel, thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.